Hello and welcome to Love My Poland. After our last episode on animal sounds, I received several emails and comments asking me how we made our kids bilingual in both Polish and English. I got questions asking me about our strategy or our formula, as one viewer put it, and if we could share it. Well, it would be my pleasure. Let's get right to it. Before we begin, I would like to clearly point out that although my wife and I are both certified teachers of English, we do not consider ourselves to be experts on this matter whatsoever. We are normal parents who have a simple goal to raise our kids to be bilingual and to do whatever it takes to make that happen. So, how did we get these boys to be fluent in both languages? Today, we'll talk about five main ways. I really thought about it and I came up with five ways that we did that. Number one, parents have to make it happen. The parents have to be into it. We have a simple rule. When I'm at home, we speak English exclusively. While I'm at work, my wife speaks only Polish to my sons, and the kids' classwork is obviously nearly all in Polish as they attend normal public school here in Częstochowa. My wife's an English teacher and a translator, and she's incredibly demanding and consistent regarding both English and Polish. Oh, and if you didn't know already, we own our own English school in Częstochowa, where my wife and I both teach. My task after returning home from work is to oversee most of the boys' English classwork. If they've made a mistake in writing or speaking, they have to properly correct it and repeat it perfectly. I treat them like I treat my own paying customers, my own paying students. They're annoyed sometimes with me, but it is effective. Number two, a ridiculous amount of reading. Reading, reading, reading. My job is to read in English, and my wife's is to cover the Polish side. We read everything we can get our hands on, from Thomas and Friends books to Nancy Drew mystery books to magazines. When they were younger, I'd read aloud to them daily, but nowadays they can read more fluently on their own, so I have the luxury of just sitting around listening carefully and correcting their pronunciation and intonation mistakes. It works. And until recently, we separated our reading time into English and Polish, until one of my YouTube viewers, author Mark Palas, sent me a kid's picture book entitled The Fabulous Lost and Found and a Little Polish Mouse. It's a story about a little mouse who's on the hunt for its lost cap. The little Polish mouse finds itself in an English-speaking city, unable to speak a word of English, and tries its very best to explain to English speakers what is lost in Polish. It's fantastic, and it reminds me so much of my first years in Poland when I had trouble, you know, kind of communicating to other people what I wanted and what I needed. This book was published in the year 2020. It's brand new, and we've already read the book together in my family multiple times. My kids were both laughing out loud while I read it to them the first time. The book is written very well and is beautifully illustrated. I truly just wish we had more books like this in our home. I asked Mark, the author, why he was motivated to write such a book, and he told me his goal was to get kids to embrace speaking foreign languages and to help kids open up to those who may be a bit different from themselves. Really great work, Mark. Thank you for this incredible book. I'm looking forward to new publications. If you're interested in purchasing this book, check out the link I've attached in the description. Trust me, you won't be sorry. Great book. Number three, lots of cartoons and YouTube in both Polish and English. I have to start out by saying my kids loved and still love Peppa Pig. They were raised on Peppa. They watched it in both languages and they didn't even notice. However, do be careful while watching in English. My kids developed a bit of a British English accent after some time. They would call me Daddy rather than Daddy in American English. But hey, that's fine by me. I love a beautiful English accent. In addition to Peppa, they watched Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, PJ Masks, Paw Patrol, and we have all the Lego movies in both languages. But most importantly, as they're getting older, we are kind of shifting to more English entertainment. And that is because their exposure to Polish is increasing. I'd say it's about a 60-40 ratio right now, Polish leading, Polish to English. So we're currently watching a fascinating series called Superbook. They learn a lot about the Bible, that's very important to me, and all of the episodes are available through the Superbook application. They can watch on their tablet or on the smartphone. We watch an episode almost every day, and after watching, I make them summarize the episode. They have to tell me about what they just watched and what they just learned. They have to give me some new vocabulary they've learned. I'm serious, we do this at night. Also, YouTube. Put YouTube to work for you. I cannot tell you how many times I've witnessed my kids watching educational or instructional style videos on their tablets in both Polish and English. They often use the voice function to find their video and learn how things work or how to build things. When it comes to English, they particularly love shows like King of Random on YouTube, Kip K, Dave Hacks. We as parents, we're all about this kind of learning, and we see it paying off. Number four, language games. Yes, we play lots of games in these two languages. We have so many different sets of flashcards. We have all kinds of games that they can practice Polish to English. Jordy and Davey are only about a year and a half apart. They love to challenge each other on what they know vocabulary-wise. They really do kind of have a good time with that. We have a lot of fun on road trips. I'll be driving and I'll see, for example, a barn on the side of the road and I'll point it out and I'll say, Jordan, David, let's figure out who can come up with the most words associated with a barn and farming. And I time it. I give them 3 or 4 minutes and they get a point for every word they throw at me. And by the end of that time, we have a winner. So it really is fun and we do learn a lot that way. Number five, Polish and American grandparents are crucial, as are other family members there. Oh, how nice it is to have living grandparents. The final thing I'd like to mention is that it's important to have family abroad who can send you valuable materials. My parents live and work in Alabama, and very often they send us all kinds of classroom materials that are used in schools in America right now. We have everything from history to social studies, everything. My wife goes page by page through the textbooks, and it gives us a really unique perspective on the American side of education. It is extra homework for the kids, and they aren't always so thrilled or eager to do it, but we know, again, it will pay off in the long run. What's more, our kids talk by video messenger to their grandparents and other family members in the USA several times a week. And we cannot forget about their Polish grandparents. We see Babcia and Jadek often, and they make sure the boys' Polish is at the highest level. I appreciate the fact that they also give guidance and correction for their Polish when they make a mistake, because after all, they're not perfect. Well, that pretty much sums it up for what I have to say today. Thank you for the question. It's a great question, my viewers. And thank you for watching this episode. Please let me know what you think in the comments section below. I am certain that many of my viewers out there have kids who are also bilingual or even multilingual. I'm always open to learning more, so please do share anything that you have to say. Thanks so much again. We wish you a pleasant day. Stay safe and healthy out there, and see you in the next episode.